It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another wildfire is burning in western Colorado in Glenwood Canyon and along the major route through the mountains. The Grizzly Creek fire started yesterday afternoon. So far, it has burned about 1,300 acres. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The fire has closed both directions of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. David Boyd, public information officer for the White River National Forest, says there's no estimate when the road will reopen or when crews will have the fire under control.
You know, it's very challenging terrain and it's very challenging conditions. We're as dry right now as we have been in the last 10 years.
Boyd says much of the firefighting has been done by air because of the steep, rugged location of the Grizzly Creek fire. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has grown to more than 30,000 acres. There's a red flag warning and high fire danger again today for that part of Colorado, and smoke in the air and temperatures back in the 90s. RTD board members will vote tonight on whether to defund most of its security system. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The measure would cut the agency's security budget by tens of millions of dollars every year in favor of more mental health, medical, and social workers. The board member behind the proposal says she wants RTD's approach to its passengers to be compassionate, not punitive. The largest drivers' union opposes the measure, saying their workers need protection only armed security can provide. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Kirkland Museum in Denver reopens to members today. It opens to the public next Tuesday. Visitors have to reserve tickets and times in advance, and staff and visitors must wear face masks and keep some social distance. The Kirkland houses collections of decorative arts and works by artist Vance Kirkland. This is CPR News.